Residents of four mobile home parks in North Idaho are facing steep rent increases after their communities were bought by an out-of-state investment company. And now, the residents are getting organized. Lauren Patterson reports.
Yeah, this is actually one of the nicer ones.
Johnny Taylor's manufactured home is in the Abiel community. He walks onto the plywood floors, showing his home.
I do feel like they're trying to eradicate the poor right now.
Taylor is one of the many residents facing steep rent increases after the purchase of Abiel by Hearst & Sons LLC. In most mobile home parks, residents own their homes but pay lot rent to property owners to rent the land beneath them. With so many people in the park on Social Security, disability, or already living on the edge, Taylor is worried. He's a self-employed barber downtown, and his rent is jumping from $375 to $525. There are also new fees for pets.
My biggest concern is that we're going to have a lot of people that are going to be homeless.
On the other side of the park, Brianna Sipley is leafing through the new lease, which, like many residents, was left taped to front doors in January.
One thing that was so attractive about Abiel is the price of the lot rent seemed fair. And I have a mortgage on this. And so it's not just the lot rent. It's like the lot rent and the mortgage.
Sipley moved to Abiel community in Idaho from Florida, specifically because the previous owner, Gary Lester, allowed tiny homes. Now, under the new ownership, Sipley isn't sure if their home is even allowed in the park.
But I think that if the community were to organize as a collective, then perhaps we could put our brains together and come up with a fair agreement.
Getting organized is exactly what residents of four recently purchased parks in the area are doing. On March 7th, Sipley and Taylor attended an organizing meeting at the 1912 Center in Moscow. Approximately 100 residents from the four parks attended to hear a presentation from Victoria O'Banion of Rock Northwest. O'Banion explained how to form a cooperative of residents and how to possibly purchase the land the parks are on should the owner choose to sell. O'Banion says for now, being organized could be a way to better communicate with the new owners of the parks. Many residents are confused by the new leases, sudden rent hikes, and change in rules.
The challenge is the residents in manufactured housing communities are a captive audience, and the owner-investor of the community knows that.
She says the investors know they can charge whatever the market allows, and residents are going to have to pay or sell their home to somebody who can. Sociologist at the University of Idaho, Leontina Hormel, who also presented at the meeting, says mobile home parks are one of the few affordable housing options for people in the United States.
And in places like Idaho, and especially Latah County, Nez Perce County, rural parts of Idaho, they're even more significant in terms of providing affordable housing for low-income working-class families.
Hormel says she's in talks with local leaders about legislation that would cap rent increases, protecting residents from wrongful eviction, or allowing a window of time for residents of mobile home parks to buy the property collectively before it's sold to another investor. One of those local leaders is Latah County Commissioner Kathy LaFortune. LaFortune says residents are fired up and passionate about the issue. She says they will have more power as a group to deal with something like this.
It feels like grassroots politics, which to me is the only way that anything ever really gets done.
LaFortune says she's been pressuring Idaho state and federal leaders to create rent protections for residents of Idaho. So far, her emails have gone unanswered. Reporting in Moscow, I'm Lauren Patterson.